T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Choppy was pumped up at 5:30, and Bobby looks ready to go at 6.
Christmas Day! It's here.
NFL Draft Day,
no,
of course.
No, Keller. Keller plays in the playoffs tonight, guys. I'm going to try and see if I can be like Kyle Yeoman's, those triplets that you have that you're like missing the draft for, you're just going to need to bring them up there. You know, they have nursing rooms there. I got to get to the Keller playoffs. So, but it is draft day too.
I had a Tolo named James come out to the house the other day to check out my snake fence. And he's like, Bobby lives in Keller? Like, we're close. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. I was like, no. He's just a big time random sports supporter around the Metroplex. That's why he leads Neighborhood Watch at 7:40.
How's the snake fence working? What is a snake fence?
More updates on that later. Yes. Waiting for my Lion P to come in.
All right.
And then I'll couple it all and do a half a segment. I'm waiting for the lion urine. Then we'll talk about my snake fence. Promise. Zach Wolchuk will join us in studio for an hour at 8 o'clock to preview. He will be hosting the festivities tonight. But before we get to all that, Jane Slater with an awesome tweet yesterday of Snoopy just looking up at a leaf, blowing in the wind. Left, right, left, right. Jerry Jones said he wanted to see more leaves fall before giving out the extensions to Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons. And Bobby, it appears like that leaf is coming from the Lions as Amon-Ra St. Brown gets 30 a year in Detroit.
Yep, and that is, I mean, it's essentially, when you look at the contract, it's essentially the Tyreek Hill deal. Like in terms of the yearly value and the guaranteed money that he gets, it's pretty close to what Tyreek Hill got, which I don't think anybody would say, Amon-Ra St. Brown's a really, really good player, but I don't think anybody would say Amon-Ra St. Brown needs to be top of the market, like the very
Choppy
top of the
would.
Market.
You
would say he needs to be
email.
The very top of the market?
I think if I need one catch, if I need one first down, I don't know who I choose, how many guys I choose before him to get one first down. His ability to just, like, on a 3rd and 10, I'm choosing him over CeeDee Lamb, I'll tell you that right now. Now, over the whole game, I'll choose CeeDee. I think CeeDee's a better receiver. But if I just need to move a chain, I'm taking him.
He's a gamer. 4 for 120 with 77 guaranteed. Amon-Ra St. Brown, this note from the NFL Network, still reads the names of the 16 wideouts who were drafted before him.
Corny.
Before every single practice.
Corny.
That's corny.
It's very corny. It's also a lie. Nobody does that.
I mean, there are some guys who, like, when they talk about this and you go like, Russell Wilson behavior, which that is. Russell Wilson would say, every morning I have pictures of the quarterbacks that went ahead of me, and I look at them and I talk to them in the mirror and say, you're not better than me, or some crap like that. Like, that's it's corny behavior, to be honest, but he's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good, and he's somebody who absolutely is a top 10 receiver in the NFL. But again, the market is not exactly like the quarterback market. The receiver market is not one where it's like, well, you're going to be one. Now you'll be one and you'll be one. It doesn't recycle like that. And so when Amon-Ra St. Brown gets 30, that's where we start looking at, okay, this is when you start projecting out a little bit. You might say, you can look at it and say, that's why CeeDee Lamb might be saying, you need to give me 35. And why Justin Jefferson might be saying, that's fine, you need to give me 37.
Yeah, was this a good or a bad leaf for the Cowboys, RJ Choppy? Were they hoping that someone like Amon-Ra came in at 28 and then they would try to tell CD, you're in that category versus the Jefferson category at 36, 37? What would have been the point in waiting for someone like Amon-Ra to get done? And good or bad development in terms of paying CD in Frisco?
I mean, like, I don't know how this is good. Now, if he got 20, hey, great, man, yeah. Right? But I don't know how this is good. He's getting $30 million.
Yeah.
And setting a mark for the highest guarantee there is. So I don't know how that's a good thing. This is not a good thing for the Cowboys.
It's not. And this was Slater's point to Jerry with the whole back and forth. Now, maybe it's CD who's saying, I want to wait. Maybe CD's waiting for Chase and Jefferson. That's kind of the feeling I was getting from the press conference, that either CD has asked for like way more than 32, or maybe he's just...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Waiting for Jefferson to get his so that he can argue, I need that or more, and then maybe settle in for $1 million or two less. Maybe Lamb is the holdup. That's possible.
Yeah, I think maybe a little bit of both, but the reality still being that it's the Cowboys, because I think that Lamb and the Cowboys probably, as the Cowboys have a history of doing their discussions, Lamb probably said, his representative said, hey, this. Cowboys said, no, this. And they went, that's so far apart that middle ground is not necessarily going to be easy right away. And so it's one of those things where instead of like us sitting here and just fighting over to whatever else, fine, we will let the market show you that that's closer to it. So fine, we can wait or whatever else. So CD very well may be saying we need to wait on these guys, but it's not like a we need to wait on these guys before I'll give you a number. It's like, well, okay, then we need to wait on these guys so that you see that your number is not even reasonable.
And the Lions made the Cowboys look stupid again with All In by not only giving 120 to Amon-Ra, they gave $112 million more to one of their own in Penei Sewell. So the all-pro tackle, 4 for $112, makes him the new highest-paid offensive lineman in the NFL, and that includes 85 guaranteed.
He's really good. That is a guy that...
That was a Cowboy discussion.
Yeah.
Draft topic.
No, if he would have been there, that's who they were picking. He didn't get there, and they end up with Micah Parsons, who's really, really good. So they're not, you know... crying about a bunch about it. But I mean, they were that year, they were looking at, there were three picks to go until they picked, and they were looking at Penei Sewell, JC Horn, Patrick Surtain, and then the draft went, it was like Horn, Sewell, Surtain, they all three go in a row, and then you felt like, crap, what are we getting here? They trade back the two spots, mm-hmm. pick up extra capital, and then take Micah.
Hell
and so
draft.
It ends up working out really well
for everybody.
Ultimately, yeah.
Except
well,
for Carolina.
Carolina didn't work out very well for it. But ultimately, it worked out the way you wanted it to. or just you end up having the end result that you want here. But Penei Sewell is somebody who's really, really good. And I think if right now you told the Cowboys, would you like to have Penei Sewell right now? They'd be like, yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, sure. We would not be complaining if we had Penei Sewell over Micah Parsons.
But this is Detroit doing what?
This is Detroit doing what, like, this is what the Cowboys historically do, which is sign their own guys. And, you know, none of these guys were free agents. They were in their, like, year before free agency. Like, they don't have to sign Jared Goff today.
Right.
They didn't have to sign Amon-Ra, right? They just didn't want to get to the market. It's the same situation the Cowboys are in for the most part.
Yeah, like, it's funny. Whenever you guys have brought up the point where it's like, specifically, I know Choppy brings this up all the time, the idea of that when you have a cheap quarterback, when you have cheap players here, there, whatever else, you need to take advantage of it by loading up the roster around them and like, going for it in that window.
Houston's doing this right now.
In a lot of ways, yeah. But one of the big ways that you take advantage, whenever teams say, like, you want that fifth-year option in the draft, you don't want to lose that. You don't want to trade back and pick somebody at the top of the second round because you lose that fifth-year option. The reason why the fifth-year option is so valuable to most teams is because, like in Penei Sewell's case, which Penei Sewell is 3 years into his career, he has 2 years left on his contract. You can then say, we're signing you to a four-year extension, which ultimately becomes a six-year contract. And these years where you have a smaller number, like year four here, which is not going to be as big as some of these extension years we've signed you to, we can push a whole bunch of signing bonus way up front, and then we can smooth out the numbers on the back end because we can apply that signing bonus value to when you have a lower salary here in year four. And that's where the Cowboys historically have just said, no, we want to use the fifth-year option as just an excuse to wait. We want to wait around, and we drag our feet, and it just allows us to buy time and not deal with anything. Detroit is using that flexibility the way you're supposed to. Dallas uses it generally as an excuse to just not get something done until they absolutely have to.
Man, it's amazing, though, like, the culture that Dan Campbell's just done. Like, people want to stay there. I remember a time nobody wanted to be in Detroit. Like, nobody wanted to be there. Now it's like, okay, it's like a kind of a cool place to go to, and it's all because of Dan Campbell.
Well, speaking of fifth-year options, the Cowboys picked up Micah's at a cost of $21.3 million. That's going to be as a DN. He would have gotten more linebacker. Edge rusher, I guess. But the league determines that, so the Cowboys did not screw him over. That's a very important thing to point out. The Cowboys did not try to pay him less money. The league determines and says, and there really is no arguing, where did you take the most snaps in the year? It was a DN for Micah, so $21 million. How does that play into a long-term deal?
I don't know how much that plays into a long-term deal, just because if there's anything that Micah's camp, his agents, the people who represent him, have set a precedent for, it's that our guys don't touch the fifth-year option. If you get into year five, if you're going to drag your feet, you're going to do whatever else. If you get into year five, we're not playing on that. We're sitting out, and so he can play year four here. If he goes into next year and they don't have a contract extension, he's holding out. Like, that, that's the history.
He'll lose money, right? What's the league rule on that?
League rule doesn't matter because it's basically you get the fines that can't be turned away. But league rules don't matter because the Joneses have already set the precedent in the last year of, like, we'll roll that into your contract.
Right,
and that's what they'll do. Like, I mean, that's what their Micah Seid will do. He'll say, no, you're going to roll this in for us.
But, well, maybe they didn't give CeeDee or Micah their extensions because they were too busy meeting with Zeke Elliott and his agent about a potential return, according to the NFL Network. The former rushing champ and his old team don't have a deal just yet, but they are in talks.
This is good because if you're able to get this done before tonight, then now you've taken the pressure off of having to draft a center in the first round. You can just return Zeke to his natural position.
And Shereen Williams tweeted that. And I was like, damn, Shereen. I didn't know you were going to come that aggressive with it. Cowboys don't need to draft a center now.
Nope.
With the old joke.
I'm. That's the depressing thing for this offseason. If you were to say, what's the most depressing thing in the offseason? It's not anything they've done. It's not all in. It's not the press conference. It's not the not signing anybody. It's the fact that they would go back to this well. They would go back to this well knowing full well that this is – they're just signing up voluntarily for 2.7 yards a carry.
Well, and maybe like two carries a game.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually –
he's a good blocker.
I'm not near the end, he wasn't even that good at it here. But I actually don't – I don't hate this. Like, if you want to – if you want to reduce his salary, he wants to come in here, play on a minimum, and he wants to just be a like rotational piece coming in, playing like 10 snaps a game or whatever else, I don't have a problem with bringing in somebody who, for all of Ezekiel Elliott's faults as a football player the last couple years, and not even faults, like technically speaking, he's still a good football player in terms of the way he sees the game and everything else. It's just his athletic ability has diminished so much that there's only so much he's able to do. But if you want to bring in Zeke to get you some tough short yardage, whatever else, you want somebody to come in here, show guys good practice habits, set the tone for the running back room, give you an edge, give you something that you're missing, you feel like you're missing culture-wise in the locker room, I don't have a problem paying the minimum for that.
Yeah, this just feels like you talked about Belichick looking desperate in that article last week. This just feels like, you know, Zeke is so desperate to be here. This would be pennies, fine. Very, 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 very limited role, fine. But it's just another layer to a depressing Cowboys offseason. Now, Stephen Jones said, now, we won the offseason last year and it didn't help us in the playoffs. So before we all try to look at paper champions, as Mike McCarthy called it, keep that in mind. They won the offseason. Did they win the offseason last year? They won it with fifth round.
Yeah, they yeah, the Cooks and Gilmore pickups were, they were, I would say they were exciting.
I want to say we were like, I don't think anybody said like they had the best offseason in the NFL. Not in that sense, but I mean, if winning the offseason is just coming away with a B plus, like, to A minus type of grade. Like, I think we all generally were talking about the Cowboys in that range for those deals. We felt like you fleeced those teams. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I think you got the value out of Cooks and Gilmore.
They weren't like an offseason winner, like top three spender, like offseason winner. Sure, they made a couple of nice, pickups, like kind of sly moves with fifth rounders.
Which for them, usually, like, I mean, if you're going to sign Cedric Thornton and Benson Mayoa, Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks move the needle and make you feel like you did something more. But those guys were good contributors and gave you the return on investment, I think.
877-881-1053. So that is everything inside the Star, where Bobby Belt will be tonight for the NFL draft coverage alongside Brian Broaddus, Zach Wolchuk, and many, many others. Wolchuk will join us live in studio for at least an hour at 8 o'clock on DFW Sports Station. If the Dallas Stars get swept or lose in five, do heads actually have to roll when you're taking on a team like Vegas? Game two last night, and the Rangers are trying to add some pitchers. We'll tell you about it next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.